You mentioned Soonpaik's work with the NSABP on the Oncotype DX assay, and I'm curious about your take on that, specifically of whether or not this is just a more accurate ER and HER2 assay. What do you think the message is that's coming out of these data?
That's a wonderful question. And I think that the skeptic group says, what do I learn from this analysis that I would not learn by looking at a couple of obvious things like ER and the overall, the histologic grade and things that are readily available? And how much additional information is hidden, as it were, in this molecular analysis that I would not otherwise get at? I think that that has not been formally evaluated. It's kind of an interesting question. Would you get five wise clinicians in a room and put them up just like you used to play chess against the IBM computer, Deep Blue, and see who did better? That'd be a fun exercise. But I think already many clinicians, myself included, feel that for those patients who are obviously in the good or bad acting group, this test adds very little. But there is a group of people who clearly, it's not intuitively obvious how they're going to do. And some of those patients have unusually high or low scores. And I believe that there is already sufficient information to say that in that setting that this could be a reliable test. Right now in the United States, certainly we are over-treating node-negative breast cancer with chemotherapy. The NCI consensus guidelines suggest that somewhere between 85 and 90% of all node-negative patients should receive chemotherapy. The St. Gallen guidelines are more like 75%. Yet we know that only about 30% of node-negative patients will ever recur. So by definition, we're giving a lot of chemotherapy to people who don't need it. And obviously, I think it would be very useful in terms of avoiding a variety of toxicities and other things if we were a bit better at that. I want to say that while Genomic Health and the NSABP have collaborated and done a great deal to come up with these discriminants, there are at least three or four other publications showing other kinds of discriminants that perform, it seems, equally as well. And I think that this is an early field, and I think we need to allow these various discriminants to mature a bit to discover what we think is the best and the most clinically useful. But that is not in any sense to argue that looking at the entire array of what a tumor can do will not provide more information about the behavior. Just as if you look at a child and notice that their nose is pierced, that doesn't tell you very much about their behavior, although it has some predictive value.